Paul Ramo over here at Dawson Boyd High School. We're excited to interview the Dawson Boyd robotics team. They're headed to the national first championship in Houston. And we'll talk with head coach Dustin Johnson here in a little bit. But let's get to know some of the team anyway. And we'll start with you.
I'm Jordan Perkins. On the team, I kind of help with some business marketing stuff. So I help with like social media, talking with other teams and things like that.
Okay, so you're the social media guy. That the stuff I see from the Dawson Boyd Robotics Facebook page and stuff, that's you doing that.
Yep, yep.
All right, you get an A+ then.
Thank you.
Okay. What do you do as part of the team? Are you part of the robotics team then? Or?
Yeah, so like I don't help so much with like building and software, but I do plan some fundraisers, kind of things like that. I don't know.
Okay, good.
I'm Justin Perkins. I'm also more on like the fundraising and business social media side of stuff. So I've helped like talk with different sponsors around town and go around to different businesses and try to get some sponsorships.
It's pretty expensive to operate a robotics team, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, kind of out of this world. And I heard the numbers. We'll talk with Coach Johnson about that. But you have an open house coming up. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about that? Or?
It's on April 14th.
And where will it be held at?
It'll be held at the school.
Okay. And when?
April 5 to 7.
Okay. All right, real good.
My name is Brody Stanky, and I help with putting together ideas and building the robot.
So you build a robot from scratch, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. Tell our listeners how that works. How does that work?
We basically just... So at the beginning of the season, once we get the game, the whole team puts together ideas, and then we go on one like rough plan, and then after the build team starts building and creates a more.
No, all the schools get the same robot then, or?
No, well, every school gets this, like they get the same kit with like the frame, the aluminum frame, and the wheels and the gearbox and all that.
When does your season start, Brody?
Whenever you basically want it to, but we start in like November.
Okay. How long does it take you to from start to finish to get the robot completed?
About 4 weeks.
Oh, that quick?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And you're pretty good at it?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Colton Peterson. I'm the build captain of the team.
What does that involve, then? Build captain?
It's not really any more special than just being part of the build team.
Okay. So you help put the robot together?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're pretty good at that, too?
Yep.
All right, good. Who do we have here?
My name is Brody Nelson.
Okay. Hey, Brody, what's your job on the robotics team?
I also help build a little bit, and then I'm a driver and then a programmer.
Ooh. Drivers are important in the competitions, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You ever make mistakes?
Yeah.
Do you like the competitions?
I do.
All right, I guess we should have talked a little bit about the competition up at, where was that, Grand Forks?
Yes, Grand Forks, North Dakota.
All right, tell us a little bit about that. How'd that go for you?
That went pretty well. We weren't in the top eight at the end of qualifications, but we did end up getting picked by another Alliance captain.
Okay. So you went in with an alliance with two other schools then?
Yep.
Okay. All right, was it a fun competition?
Definitely.
All right. All right, thanks.
My name is Gannon Andrews.
Gannon?
I am the driver as well as another programmer for the robot.
Now, tell our listeners what a programmer does for the robotic team.
We make sure that the robot can both drive as well as tell it what to do in the first 15 seconds of the actual game.
Wow. So what kind of classes would you take in Dawson Boyd High School to be a programmer? Is it a lot of science or math? Or?
It's a lot of both math and science because you have to know what... How to find the bugs in the program as well as figure out how to solve those problems.
Talk about your experience at Grand Forks when you found out you're going to Nationals.
It was very exhilarating knowing that we've actually won the competition, beating many of the teams there.
Okay. About how many teams were there, roughly, would you say?
53.
53 teams. You guys came out on top.
Yes.
Wow, did you celebrate a little bit then?
Yes, we did.
And now the more fundraising has to start, I suppose.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, congratulations. I see your T-shirt there. Great Northern Regional, it was called, huh?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Good job. Let's talk with head coach Dustin Johnson. Congratulations, Dustin.
Thanks, Paul.
It's like winning a state championship in basketball or football, was it?
Kind of like that, except we're going to the national event before state. Will there be a state robotics competition about 10 days after we get back as well?
Tell us overall about the Dawson Boyd robotic teams. How many kids you got involved?
We've really grown. We actually have had over 30 kids involved this year. There are, I believe, 22 students will be going on the trip to Texas next month for the national event.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty cool. Talk about the Grand Forks some more. That was pretty exciting for you?
Yeah, this was the first year we went to the event in Grand Forks. We've gone to a different event in Duluth in past years. It's the same type of event, but a different location, some different teams we saw. So it was exciting. Obviously, we did well there to come out on top, and kind of unexpected to win the whole event, but very happy to have that.
How does a scoring go at competition like that? How do you score points, or how does that work?
So we play a round of qualification matches for a day and a half, and each team gets ranked after it's about 10 matches we play there. We play the game that First Robotics introduces each year. So the game's set up a little differently every year, and you obviously play the game. You score points in that. It's three robots against three robots on alliances in each match. So then they get ranked, and at the end of qualifications, the top eight teams choose their alliances for the playoff rounds, and those eight alliances play the playoffs, which, as the student said, this year we were fortunate to get chosen to be on an alliance, and our alliance ended up winning the playoff round.
All right. What other schools were involved with you then? Do you remember?
Area schools around included Womer, Ortonville, KMS. Okay. So there's a few schools around the area that were there.
Okay. And your alliance, though, that won first place. So what other schools were in that alliance?
Our alliance, the captain that picked us was the Gators from Greenbush, Minnesota. And then they picked the team from War Road, and then we were their second pick.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. How long have you been head coach of the robotics team?
This is my eighth season.
Eighth season. Well, it's got to be rewarding then, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It definitely has challenges, but it's good to provide this experience at Dawson Boyd for the students and to be involved with it.
And just interviewing the students, you can tell in their eyes and their body language that they're passionate about this, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got some fundraising to do because it costs a little bit of money to be in robotics and taking a trip.
Yes, unfortunately, the trip to Texas next month is going to be expensive, and obviously it's not something that we plan in our normal budget. So we do a lot of fundraising throughout the year just to operate the team each year. But now in order to travel to Houston, Texas, we're looking to raise about $20,000 or $25,000 to pay for that trip so the students don't have to pay too much for it. We've had good support so far. We had some donations come into the school for the Robotics Booster Club. We've got a GoFundMe out there. And we're planning on having an open house in a couple of weeks. That'll be April 14th from 5 to 7 at the high school here. We'll have a meal provided for free will donations. I think we'll have a silent auction with a number of items. Okay. And we'll have our robotics room open to the public to come in and can see where we work, see the robot operating, and meet the team and learn from them.
All right, so that's April 14th. Mark that on your calendar if you're listening. April 14th, 5 to 7, the Dawson Boyd High School. You can come over for supper and learn about the robotics team and make a donation, right?
Yes, exactly. We hope to see lots of people there.
All right. And if someone can't make it then, and if they want to make a donation, how can they do that?
It'd be best just to either drop off a payment or mail it to the school. Attention, Dawson Boyd Robotics Team. That'll get to the right place. Otherwise, we do have a GoFundMe out there, too, and there's links on our Facebook page for that.
Okay. All right. Real good, Dustin. Well, we have another robotics student that just walked in, and we'll have to get to know her. All these were boys that I talked to, and we have a girl here. How's it going?
Hi. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
All right. And what's your name?
My name is Trishana Maharaj.
Okay. Trish, how long have you been on the robotics team?
Since eighth grade, so 5 years.
Okay. And what's your responsibilities on the robotics team?
So I'm one of the captains on the robotics team. Oh, yeah. I'm also the human player on the drive team.
The what?
The human player.
Oh, okay.
So I will feed elements into the field for the robot to pick up.
Oh. You love robotics? Why are you out for robotics?
My sister was a part of the team as well, so it just looked really fun. I also have a huge interest in STEM.
Okay, good. How many girls are on the team?
I believe six. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we need some more, right?
We do, yes.
Okay. All right. Congratulations on going to Nationals.
Thank you.
All right. And Dustin, good luck with your fundraising and good luck down in Houston.
All right. Thank you, Paul, for coming and talking to us. And hopefully we'll see everyone at our open house.
Yep. I'll talk to Maynard, my general manager, to see if I can tag along with you guys and broadcast live down there. How'd that sound?
That'd be great. We can get you set up with media passes and everything you need there to cover the robotics team. Hopefully that works out.
Okay. Well, I was kind of joking, but you're serious, I think.
Yep. Yeah, they definitely are places for media there, so we'd love to have you along.
All right. I can make it happen. All right. That's the Dawson Boyd robotics team here. And once again, they're doing a fundraiser April 14th from 5 to 7 at the school. If you can't make it then, just drop off a donation here at the school.